Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. At least one grain ship having left a Ukrainian port last week has arrived at its initial destination as fighting between Ukraine and Russian forces continue. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Boat guided the Turkish flag cargo ship PolarNet, laden with corn from Ukraine, as cameras captured its arrival at the port of Derinja, southeast of Istanbul. The ship left Chernomorsk on Friday. It became the first to arrive of a dozen authorized so far under a deal to unblock Ukraine's grain supplies. Meanwhile, the Russian military shelled seven regions in Ukraine, killing five people and injuring 20 more, according to the office of Ukraine's president. Russia and Ukraine traded accusations over who fired on the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on Saturday, an attack condemned by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Any attack to a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing, and I hope that those attacks will end.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Reuters News Service, citing Ukrainian and Turkish sources, reports two more ships carrying corn and soybeans departed from Ukrainian Black Sea ports Monday, bringing the total to 10 cargo vessels since the first ship sailed last week under the deal with Russia to unblock Ukrainian grain exports. The United Nations and Turkey brokered the agreement last month after warnings the halt in grain shipments caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine could lead to severe food shortages and even outbreaks of famine in parts of the world, as well as raise food prices and further drive up worldwide inflation. Turkey's defense ministry said Monday the Sakura, which departed Pivdeni, is carrying 11,000 tons of soybeans to Italy, while the Arizona, which left the port of Chernomorsk, carrying 48,000 tons of corn bound for Iskenderun in southern Turkey. So far, around 243,000 tons of corn have been exported from Ukraine. This is VOA News. China's military said Monday it is continuing military drills in the seas and skies around Taiwan. Through the social media site Weibo, the Eastern Theater Command of China's People's Liberation Army said it will be conducting anti-submarine attacks and sea raids Monday. The 4 days of unprecedented drills have been scheduled to end Sunday. The military has carried out the naval and air force drills in areas near Taiwan following U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the self-ruled island last week. China's defense ministry Monday defended its ending of military talks with the United States in protest of Pelosi's visit to Taipei last week, warning that Washington must bear serious consequences. Pelosi's visit last week infuriated China, which regards the self-ruled island as its own, and responded with test launches of ballistic missiles over Taipei for the first time, as well as ditching some lines of dialogue with Washington. Defense Ministry spokesman Wu Qian said the U.S. provoked and created the current tense situation and must bear full responsibility for it. Sources closer to the Taiwan military said about 10 warships each from China and Taiwan maneuvered at close quarters around the unofficial media line between the mainland China and Taiwan Sunday. With more rain possible and possibly additional flooding in the forecast, U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Kentucky Monday to get a first look at the region's flood damage. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It'll be the president's second trip to Kentucky. His first came in December after tornadoes killed more than six dozen people. This time, he'll see destruction from the worst flooding in state history, with more than three dozen dead. The president and first lady head there today from Delaware and will meet with families. He's expanded federal disaster aid to Kentucky, ensuring the federal government will cover the full costs of removing debris and taking other emergency measures. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hong Kong city leader John Lee said Monday the city will reduce the mandatory hotel quarantine for overseas arrivals from a week to 3 days. Along with mainland China, the southern Chinese city remains one of the few places in the world to require a quarantine to guard against travelers spreading COVID-19 to the local population. The new policy taking effect Friday will be Hong Kong's shortest quarantine for arrivals since the pandemic began. The Hong Kong leader said arriving travelers must quarantine 3 days in a designated hotel, then undergo 4 days of medical surveillance, during which their movements will be restricted via the use of a health code system. The changes to COVID-19 policies come in spite of an increase in daily infections in Hong Kong, which city officials warned could double to 8,000 in the coming weeks. Repeating the hour's top story, at least one grain ship having left a Ukrainian port last week has arrived at its initial destination. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.